Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It'll be a 44-yard field goal attempt with 3 seconds left to win the game for the Jets. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on its way. End over end. It is good! And the New York Jets have come from behind and have defeated the Miami Dolphins 22-21.
Wentz back, throws one right,
wide open, Ertz for the touchdown. Michael, how did he get that open?
Michael Thomas had him at first. He runs right up the seam. They're having a discussion, the Giants defenders, but too little, too late.
The Giants squander a 17-3 halftime lead. And they lose in overtime.
Here's your football game. High snap. Wisnowski got it down. Robbie Gould's kick is good! Robbie Gould beats the New Orleans Saints at the gun.
Nick Boyle in the backfield. Jackson, shake and bake. Jackson turns it upfield. Jackson has just set the all-time single-season rushing record for a quarterback, breaking Michael Vick's mark. Second and goal, Jackson under center. Fake the handoff, Jackson a floater, end zone. Caught for the touchdown, Mark Andrews. Another touchdown pass for Lamar Jackson.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
It's always great to hit a great Iron Eagle, except when he's calling games that that are plays that are beating my team. But what are you going to do? But today's Pro Football Picks brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils, by 1-800-GAMBLER. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. By Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer. It is unbelievably week 15 in the NFL season. Just 3 weeks to go. Obviously, it started last night with the Jets loss to the Ravens. Last week, I had a good week, bro. I went 2-0-1 last week, so I had a good week. I'm 19-22-1 on the year. I think you're still ahead of me, though.
I am ahead of you by a half a game.
Is that where you are?
20-22.
20-22.
It's horrible.
Okay, well.
You know what we are? We're the NFC East.
Yes, we are.
That's what we are, baby.
And it's close.
Yeah.
It's a battle. Close. It's battling down to the wire.
It is.
So take it away for week 15.
Yeah, I had a 1-2 week, two dreadful losses. I took the Raiders, disaster. Took the Jaguars. What the hell was I thinking, disaster? But I actually won with the Giants. I was getting 9.5. Felt good about that game. So 1-2. 20-22 for the week. So the two teams I took and lost with are playing each other in Oakland. The Raiders are laying 6.5 against Jacksonville. And this comes down to two things. Number one, I don't feel this way about the Raiders. I feel this way about the Jaguars. Jaguars have quit. The Jaguars aren't playing football anymore. They've quit on their coach. They look absolutely abysmal. And they're going to an environment that I think is going to be electric. This is it. This is the last game at the Oakland Coliseum, which is crazy to think about. You know, until they move back to Oakland 20 years from now. I'm just kidding.
Maybe less.
Maybe less. I doubt that. So I'm buying into the fact that we are going to see an inspired Raider performance. I'm not buying into anything about the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's tough, too. I mean, they've looked miserable. Just put Doug Marrone out of his misery at this point. It's the number's 6.5. And I actually watched too much of that Raider game last week. There was a couple of things that bothered me. Derek Carr actually threw a ball away on fourth down when they were down by a lot. When, you know what, may as well force it and throw an interception at that point. Don't throw it away. What the hell does that gain you? But the Raiders actually showed a pulse. That game was closer than the final score indicated. So I'm buying into the Jaguar collapse. I'm buying into the fact that the Raiders will be inspired. The crowd will be electric. Give me the Raiders in game number one. They're laying 6.5 against the Jaguars. The two other games I'm taking are big games, and I feel good about them. The Rams, they're laying a point in Dallas against the Cowboys. Right now, the Rams are just better by a lot. I mean, the Cowboys have been a mess recently, and the Rams have played well. I know they had that debacle against the Ravens, but defensively the last 2 weeks, Their offense has looked functional. It's actually looked like the offense that got to a Super Bowl a year ago. I like the way they're playing football. They're in a spot where they got to win every week. The Cowboys don't yet, by the way, which is amazing. Rams have to win every week. They got to run the table and hope for a little bit of help, and then maybe they'll make the playoffs. I don't think they will, but it's only a point. I don't think the home field in Dallas means a damn thing. I mean, there are stadiums in which home field doesn't mean anything, MetLife Stadium being one of them. I don't think it means a damn thing in Dallas. So give me the Rams laying a point in Dallas against the Cowboys in game number two. Game number three, the Texans. They are coming off a debacle of epic proportions. But the one thing about this Texan team this season, they respond to losses. They haven't lost back-to-back games all year. Another thing about this Texan team, Deshaun Watson's numbers after losses are outstanding. I love them in this game. It's on the road. The Titans are playing great. Give them all the credit in the world. But I love the Texans to respond to what happened a week ago, and I'm getting points. So in game number three, a game that's really going to solidify their chances of winning this division, give me the Texans plus three in Tennessee against the Titans. Game number one, the Raiders laying 6.5 at home against Jacksonville. The Rams laying one in Dallas, and the Texans getting three in Tennessee against the Titans. Those are my picks for week 15 in the NFL. Joe, take it away.
All right, as I mentioned, last week I went 2-0-1. My push was the Colts. I had the Colts getting three against the Bucs. They had the lead in that game. Tampa Bay came back and won it by three, so it was a push. I won again with the Steelers, who I am just rolling with. I'm 7-2 on the season, picking Pittsburgh. They were laying 1.5, and of course, they beat the Cardinals outright. They beat them by, they beat them by 6 points, 23-17. And in what was a gimme to me, I had the Dolphins getting the 5.5 against the Jets. I knew that number was out of whack. The Jets won the game, but it was only a one-point game, so I went with that. So 2-0-1 on the year, on the week, I should say, 19-22-1 on the season. Week 15, we're in Philadelphia. I'm taking the Eagles, laying 4.5 in Washington against the Redskins. Now, the Redskins have played better lately. They won a couple games in a row. They won that game at home against Detroit. They won on the road against Carolina. And they even gave the Packers a tough game last week. Green Bay wound up winning the game by 5 at Lambeau. So the Redskins have played better. Haskins has played better. But I think the Eagles are ready to take off here now. I mean, obviously, they got the big game with Dallas next week, but they need to win this game, because they just can't look at that game. They're a game behind Dallas as it is, and also have lost to Dallas in their one game so far. So they need to win, because if Dallas wins against the Rams on Sunday, now Philadelphia is really in a hole. So they have to win this game. It's only 4.5. Washington has not had a good year. It doesn't matter that the game's on the road. I just think Philly's going to find a way to win this football game. Wentz does some things, hits Zach Ertz a couple times, hits Goddard a couple times. The Eagle defense forces some turnovers on Haskins. Give me the Eagles laying 4.5 in Washington against the Redskins. Game one. Game two, I like the Bears getting 3.5 in Green Bay. I really do. I mean, the Bears have played a lot better. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. They come off that win over the Cowboys. Trubisky, we were all, you know, talking about, basically burying Trubisky, and he's played a lot better for the Bears. So, I like what I'm seeing there. And it's a game of Bears. Look, I don't think the Bears can make the playoffs. They're 7-6. They're in third place in their division. They're 2 games behind Minnesota. They're 3 behind the Packers right now. But they're more desperate than Green Bay is. I mean, Green Bay, this season's going to probably come down. The division's going to probably come down to when they play Minnesota again. So, I just think the Bears need this game more. You're getting a hook. You're getting, the 3 and the hook, 3.5. And the Packers, Aaron Rodgers is still great, but he's kind of taking a step back a little bit. I know they're 10-3, but he's kind of taking a little bit of a step back as far as I'm concerned. Bears still can play some defense. Khalil Mack is still there. Roquan Smith. Give me the Bears plus 3.5 against Green Bay in Lambeau. Game two on Sunday. And then the Sunday night game, to me, it's the most appealing game on the card on Sunday. And I'm taking the Steelers again. Still laying 1.5 at home against the Bills. Like I said, I'm 7-2 on the year with Pittsburgh, and I'm going with them again. These are the two teams right now that are in the position for the wild cards in the AFC. Buffalo at 9-4, Pittsburgh at 8-5. Buffalo comes off that loss to Lamar and the Ravens, and the Steelers that win over the Cardinals. I don't care who the quarterback is, Devlin Hodges, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be Bobby Lane from, back again. I don't know. But I just think that Tomlin's done a tremendous job here, And I like Pittsburgh at home. I think it'll be a close game. It's only a point and a half you're giving up. I could see this game being a field goal game. And remember, Buffalo, they got the Patriots next week. So, you got to believe they're looking ahead to that game. And they need to win this game because you got to figure that the Patriots are going to beat Cincinnati this week. So they're going to need to win to keep pace with them, that where that game next week would be maybe for a division title, dare I say. But I don't think it's going to happen. I like Pittsburgh laying the point and a half against Buffalo. So the Beningo picks for week 15. Give me the Eagles laying 4.5 in Washington against the Redskins. Give me the Bears getting 3.5 in Green Bay against the Packers. Now give me the Steelers on Sunday night laying a point and a half against Buffalo. To Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks. Stunningly, week 15 in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.